p.m., Alter Ego in the evening at 7, Roots Rock and Reggae at 8, and then you get in your jammies at 10 p.m.
The show must go on. The show must go on.
I'll top the bill, I'll earn the kill. I have to find the will to carry on with the...
I'm going to trim that a little bit today, but I love it. And I also love that Moulin Rouge is coming out as a musical. I can't wait to see it. I don't even... Does anybody know when that opens? Or
I think it's already open.
What?
Slash, I'm going to see it.
Slash on the Hadestown trip?
Yeah.
What?
I am so broke right now, fam.
Wow.
So broke.
All right.
Worth it.
Them Broadway prices.
Yeah. Okay, well, this is Eric Schacht, and you are joining us at CU at the show. Our weekly exploration into all things going on musical in Champaign-Urbana. Yeah, last week we had a fun departure with a Hadestown special where we had some performance, and this week we're getting back to what's going on locally. Today is actually all station theater focused. We have lots of things going on at the station. We are going to be talking about the amazing summer lineup. I've got three directors in the studio with me to talk about those the lineup and what we have. We have auditions coming up. So let's just jump right into the format of the show and talking about what auditions are happening. The first, actually there's only two, and there's only one, and there's only one if you're human. The most exciting auditions of the weekend, Saturday, Toto auditions for The Wizard of Oz. CTC is doing The Wizard of Oz. They're cast, they're ready to go. We had the director in, couple weeks ago, but they don't have a dog yet. So here's the criteria. If you have a dog between 10 and 20 pounds who's comfortable being carried and held for long periods of time, and including sometime presumably by somebody very evil and spooky, and the dog must like children and cannot be sound or light, reactive, or sensitive. If you have a cute little animal that fits that description, you should go to the CUTC website, or they have a event Facebook page, I believe, for dog auditions on Friday evening. It looks like between 4:30 and 7 p.m. There's only three slots open, so you might want to get on this.
Wow.
We have some high-quality dogs in this town, not just human talent.
Okay.
That's exciting. And the other audition information that was just released was the trestle at Pope Lick Creek. Pope Lick Creek. Saskia, you're going to have to help me with that later, man. That's kind of a tongue-twistery thing. But we have auditions coming up on May 26th for that, so that's not too far away. But before we get into talking about the shows, I have one kind of serious-ish thing to talk about, which is, I guess I'm just using this opportunity and the fact that I'm sitting behind a microphone to say that there's something that I'm really hoping the theater community in this town can do. And that is rally to support a boy and a boy's family who is kind of, well, Elijah Booker died over the weekend. He's a 14-year-old boy who goes to school with my son at Franklin STEAM Academy. And his family is unable to pay for his funeral. There's a GoFundMe page, and we're trying to, I'm hoping that the theater community can be part of the solution for this problem. I set up a tinyurl.com/Elijah Booker, but you can also go to our Facebook page. I've set up an event. So what I'm calling this is the Elijah Booker 25 for 25, which basically means for the next 25 hours, if you give $25 or more, I'll set you up for a ticket at the station theater to see a show. That simple. I only have 10, but I'll find more if people do this. I really would like to see if we can make a difference, because the theater community is a powerful force in this town. And although we're usually a poor force, maybe we know some rich people. So share this information. You know, give generously. If the ticket is something I hope will be a nice incentive to. Because of course it's always great to hear about to see shows at the station, and you're going to hear all about three awesome ones coming up. So please go to my Facebook page, See You at the Show Facebook page, and you can find the link to the GoFundMe. Or if you just like to type things in, it's tinyurl.com/ElijahBooker. And you can do something really, you can be part of something really great. And you can always just message me at the on the site or email me at eric@seeyouattheshow.com. All right, to the substance of the show. I have one additional special guest before we get to our directors, and that's Katie Procise, who is running the whole volunteer corps. Do you have a name for the volunteer corps?
Well, we're calling it the Community and Volunteer Committee, which I am the chair of. And then there's a Facebook group you can join. It's a public group, and it's the Facebook Volunteer Hub. And that's where we post events and, hey, I'm at the theater tonight. Could someone drop by and help me with such and such?
Yeah, because the Station Theater is very largely reliant upon its volunteers. Just every
Completely.
Show we put on, we have no paid staff. And so
None.
if you come to a show at the Station Theater and there's somebody taking your ticket, or you call and there's somebody who answers the phone, if you see people in black running around changing sets, those people are all just there because they love the station, they love being part of cool shows. And so you have taken this this organizational kind of role on. The Facebook group is new, and I would encourage people to find it, join it, and it's just another way of keeping up to speed on things. And we'll be linking to it from our See at the Show page as well.
Fantastic.
But you are here not just because we have volunteers and need volunteers, but because we have an event coming up.
Yes, we do. So I guess the first official public event that I'm putting together is the rummage sale. We're calling it the Name Your Price Rummage Sale at the Station Theater. And that is this Saturday. This Saturday, the 18th, from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. And we're going to have coffee, breakfasty type things for the early birds. Mike Ingram will be playing just a very casual acoustic set. Starting at 1, and then Hannah Yonan and Jake Fava from Stupid Effing Bird, if you saw that. They have angelic voices, and they'll be playing about 2 o'clock, and that's free. Come by. There'll be people hanging out. We have a lot of really amazing items. I'm very excited about this event.
I don't even know where they're going to find space to perform, right? Because
I mean,
we are
the place is chock full. Yeah. Outside, it's supposed to be a beautiful day. So far, I'm looking at the weather. It's sunny in the 80s.
It's good.
I mean, bring your dog. I bought a little cooler of water for doggies. The farmer's market is, 3 blocks away. So go to the farmer's market. Come see us. It's Name Your Own Price. I mean, please be generous. It is for a nonprofit, but you come in with a $20 bill, you can just grab some clothes and...
Yeah, I mean...
We have all kinds of amazing stuff. We have household items, plates, glasses, lots of picture frames, purses, books, puzzles, games. I have an incredible leather steamer trunk that needs a lot of love, but you can tell it's going to be gorgeous, so... Come on in, check out what we have.
Yes, when we were setting up last weekend, somebody wanted to put some stuff in there, but I think that trunk's going to go pretty quick.
I think it will.
Beautiful.
It's gorgeous. I can't wait for someone who really knows what they're doing to get their hands on it and make it shine.
That's a lot of pressure then for whoever.
I mean, I won't
walk out of there with the trunk. There's going to be a woman over in the corner eyeing you up, making sure
I'm going to want photos.
You're going to be responsible.
It's a Pinterest fans' dream in there. There's all kinds of rocking chairs that could just use a little, elbow grease and maybe some paint. I mean, it's really incredible. I'm also overhauling our supply and paint room. So we have lots of paint that will be for sale, tools, lots of things that we have too much of, actually. Yeah. So,
all right,
come on in.
Don't get rid of any of the pink and purple because I'm still going to need that.
I won't get rid of any pink or purple paint.
All right, so that's Saturday at the Station Theater from 8 to 3.
That's right.
And where's parking at the Save-A-Lot probably recommended?
Yeah, parking at the Save-A-Lot. We might have a couple of volunteers helping people back in to load up items. So our little parking lot will be just for that, for loading up your prizes and taking them home.
All right. Well, Katie, thanks for coming in. And
thank
thanks
you.
For all that you do for the station. This
thanks.
Is going to be a great event, and you really are kind of like bringing this volunteer force that's already been there into some focus, and hopefully we can do bigger and better things.
Yeah, I'm hoping to do a lot more fun community events, and this one just happens to also be a fundraiser.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming in. All right, turning to what shows are going on right now. I mentioned that we have three directors and we're going to do station preview. And I said this was all station, but there is one show this weekend that you'll probably want to see. It's, I think it's the only non-U of I theater going on in town. That's not the Champaign Central cast, but I know that they are going to, you know, do justice to this musical. LaDonna Wilson has her thespians working hard again for yet another show. They have an incredible drama program over at Champaign Central.
Yeah, they do.
So we open tonight. They open tonight. I went there. I can say we, right?
Wait, what's the show? I didn't.
Do you have heads?
I do. I could.
All right, hold on. This is for Chelsea.
All right.
She was grooving to it, so I assume.
Well, it's good.
I picked the part of the song that had the actual words of the title in it.
I have a hard time with that. Like, name that tune is not my game.
That's fair.
Okay, that's fair. And I wouldn't really want you playing Jeopardy or really any game at this point. I don't have a whole lot of confidence in you.
Ouch.
But at the station rummage sale, there are lots of little games with spinners and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So
I kick butt at Candyland.
Yeah.
I take down my 3-year-old.
Every
frequently.
Mom says they're undefeated at Candyland. But we know what happens behind closed doors. All right. Mm-hmm. So here is my amazing director panel. We have three shows going on at the station this summer. All are being directed by women, which is great. And here with me, I have Laura Alcantara, who's directing Taming of the Shrew.
Hello, hello.
I have Saskia Bakker, who is directing The Trestle at Pope Lick Creek. Hi, Saskia.
Is she there?
Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Oh,
there
hey,
she is.
There you go.
Oh, there I am.
Mic check. I can't there do I mic checks. All right, welcome. And you are. And then I also have Chelsea Collier, who's the director of the musical of the summer, which is The Last 5 Years.
Hello.
Show I'm really excited about. So we kind of will tackle these kind of like in a forum style, because I have all three of you at the same time, and you all have mics and headsets, and we're on the radio, and invariably we run out of time. So Laura. Coming up very soon, you've got your cast, you've been rehearsing, you've got paint on the walls.
Yep.
Are you excited?
I am so excited. This is my first directing foray with the station theater. I did previously assistant direct under Matthew Green for The Women of Blockerby. Eric, I'm sure you remember that.
You were quite good as an assistant, and hopefully, and you were learning from the best.
One of the best directors in town, I think, but I'm super biased that way. I'm really excited. We've got a really fantastic group of people. Cast is gelling really well. People are picking up the Shakespeare pretty easily. It can be a little scary for the first go around, and I think we have a couple of folks who've never touched the Bard before, but they're jumping on it. You're attacking it, which is what I like.
All right, so tell me about your cast.
Well, I have, as the notorious shrew, I have Miss Mindy Smith, who some folks will remember, again, from The Women of Lockerbie.
Yeah.
She's
unforgettable.
Yeah, she's ferocious and unafraid.
Is she
going to
struggle emotionally again? She went through so much in Lockerbie.
Actually, no. We're not doing the emotional torture this time around,
great.
Which I feel like, you know.
She does it well, though. So in some ways, I was going to be happy either way with whatever your answer was.
Yeah, whatever she puts out is always going to be fantastic. I've learned that much. I have Matthew Green, actually, who is stepping in as the role of Petruchio, the quote-unquote tamer. I wouldn't necessarily call him that in our production. But he's bringing a very wonderfully belligerent energy to Petruchio. And this production, I'd say, it's not so much that someone gets tamed as that someone finds their balance. And I know a lot of people have problems with The Taming of the Shrew. It is a very problematic script. You essentially have a headstrong woman who is put down for it, and expected to be demure and forgiving, and refuses to do so. And she is brought to a suitor who, if you're taking the original script, Petruchio essentially tortures Kate until she submits to him. That is not what I'm doing with this script.
And so does that mean that you have a script that's different than that, or you're doing something different with a script?
I am doing something different with the script. The script has also been cut down significantly, which is a lot of what you have to do with Shakespeare. You get into a lot of references that are very specific to the time and when it was written, which isn't really going to fly because we don't have a monarchy anymore. So a lot of that's not going to make sense. And just for time, honestly, because if you don't cut Shakespeare, you end up with a lot of 3-hour shows, and I'm not about that life. We're looking at like a tight 90-minute Shakespeare, maybe that's 2 hours tops. So quick and dirty Shakespeare is what I like to call it.
And you're doing people just regular voices, no accents.
Regular voices, no British accents, none of the high elocution, as which were. So I've got Mindy and Matthew. I've got Miss Jordan Needham as Kate's sister, Bianca. She's lovely and adorable and a little feistier than people give her credit for. We have our suitors for the hand of Bianca, played by Laura Welly, Matt Hester, and Wes Bennett. The formidable Lincoln Macula, as the patriarch, the father to Kate and Bianca.
I always wonder what adjective people are going to put in front of Lincoln's name, because they always put one. I like formidable. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. He's wonderful. I've worked with him for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Always happy to have him on board. And then I have, some dear friends of mine, Celia Mueller as the role of Tranio, who is the assistant to one of the suitors. And then Parker Evans as Grumio, the assistant to Petruchio. And we have, this is a long cast list, guys, y'all.
Just do it like an Oscar speech, you know, and just kind of do a general.
And we have Ray Watson playing the role of Biondello. Who is also an aide to Petruchio. I'm going to have to look at my
Well, congratulations on getting like an A-list cast in the summer. I mean, that's not easy to do. And I'm sure that Chelsea and Saskia are probably, you know, very jealous and hopeful that they will have similar fortunes.
Yeah.
It's tricky to do summer shows. I know as an actor, it's tricky for me to think about acting ever in the summer.
Especially in this town, it's very like transient because of the university. A lot of folks get the heck out of Dodge for the summer, so I'm always happy when people decide to stick around and do theater with us.
Yeah, well, I guess that's somewhat of a transition, but I don't know if I'm done talking about The Shrew. But Saskia, you're not in Champaign right now, so you're transienting the other direction. Is that right?
Yes. So I've grown up in Champaign or Urbana, doing theater, and I'm currently going to school. I'm in my first year at DePaul University. I'm getting a BFA in theater arts, the consultation and directing.
Nice.
Well, how's your first year going?
It's going really well. It's been great. I'm almost done. We're on a quarter system, so we go a little bit longer into the summer. But I love the Chicago theater scene. I'm learning from some really amazing people. And yeah.
So have you ever directed before?
Kind of. Last year when I was a senior at Urbana High School, I had the opportunity to direct as a part of my acting class. So I directed Eurydice by Sarah Rule, and I cast other people that were in the acting class in that show. It was a super quick process. But it was a lot of fun. I spent a lot of lunch periods building the set with my director, Mr. Broker. And that was my first experience at directing, and it was really, really fantastic, a great show. I grew up mainly on musical theater, my heart.
Was Autumn Ellis in your cast, by any chance?
No, she wasn't. No, the actually the acting class is made up almost entirely of people who had never been in theater before.
We had
two people in the class who had been in one show, and then a bunch of people who hadn't. And I thought it was a really fun learning experience, and it was great. It was a really good first experience, I think.
All right. Well, when do you get back in town? Just in time for auditions, I imagine.
Yes, I'm going to have to be commuting back and forth a little bit just for auditions and the first few rehearsals. I'll be going back and forth to finish up finals, and then I'll be back for good.
Okay, so somebody wants to audition for Trestle. What do they do? Where do they go?
All right, so all of the information is on the Facebook page, but on the Celebration Company Station Theater Facebook page, but as a overview, it'll be May 26th, the Sunday, right before Memorial Day, from 6:30 to 9:30. I know Memorial Day weekend is tough for some people, so video submissions can be arranged, and my email is on the Facebook page, so you can email me about setting up a video audition.
What is a short summary of the show? Or the story?
So I kind of describe it as a Depression-era sexy ghost story.
Okay.
It's a lot at once. It would be less in plot and more in theme. I feel like it's better to describe in theme, but it talks about capitalist exploitation, physical touch, death and life, growing up in a time where you feel like you don't have a future, and being a parent where you don't have, or being a parent in a time when you don't have anything to give your children.
So it's a comedy.
Very poetic. Yes, it is quite sad, but it's really beautifully done. Very poetic. Naomi Wallace is one of my favorite playwrights. This is it premiered at the Humana Festival. It takes place in Kentucky, where Naomi Wallace grew up.
That's neat.
Yeah, she's really fantastic. She has a beautiful way with words.
Okay, so we have the audition information. It's going to be on the See You at the Show page as well. I'll link to it. But Celebration at the Station Theater Company Facebook page, and we probably have it on the station website itself at this point. Do you know?
Yeah, I think it's up there.
Okay.
I haven't checked, but I'm sure it's up there.
Hold on.
All right.
I'm double checking.
And so our third show is going to be the musical, and Chelsea, you're directing that.
I am.
So your second musical of the year it will be.
Yeah. Actually, my third, because over in Danville I had Curtains, and that went up in... No, I guess that was longer ago. I'm starting to lose track of time. It's all blurring together. But yeah, it'll be my second musical for this year.
Oh, and so wait a minute. Saskia, just coming back to Trestle, when does that go up?
Oh, that will be July 5th through 20th.
Okay. So, and probably then the usual 13 station shows, is that about right? 3 weekends?
I think so. Okay. I am not 100% sure on the number right now.
And Taming of the Shrew goes on the 6th of June.
Yeah, Taming goes up on June 6th. We run through the 22nd. We are doing two shows on the 22nd. We have a matinee and then the regular 7:30 p.m. And there will be no show on the 16th, which is Father's Day. Yeah.
Right. And I think that one of those shows is going to be the benefit show.
Yes,
is maybe not going to be open to the public.
Yeah, I believe that's the second Saturday, which is going to be the 15th. So, yeah, that's our benefit show for the Station Theater.
All right. So, Chelsea, when does the last 5 years going to open?
The last 5 years will run August 1st through 17th. And we're going to be auditioning actors on June 10th and 11th, so it's during the run of Taming of the Shrew. Laura's graciously allowed me to use the space on a couple of her dark nights. So that information, I'm pretty sure, is not on the station website yet, but it will be soon.
Is it right that there are only two characters, or are there more?
That's true. There are only two characters in the show, Kathy and Jamie. The last 5 years is the story of a relationship over the course of 5 years, and it's written by Jason Robert Brown. And it's I really like the mechanism of it, that Jamie, who is a writer, tells the story of their relationship from the beginning of the relationship through to the end, whereas Kathy, who is an actress, tells her side of the story from the end of their relationship back to the beginning. So you're kind of seeing two sides to a love story. And
have you seen it before?
I've not. I love it. I've listened to it a bunch, so I just have this very personal, close connection to it. And now that I'm doing it, it's like now I don't want to see it because I don't want to kind of take on anybody else's
ideas. I'm fully obsessed with this show. I'm going to be straight with you.
It's yeah.
So good.
I started watching it today because I think just conceptually it's so awesome.
It's brilliant.
And and so there's like just one big overlap scene when the when the up crosses the down. And So the movie didn't go that route, and I actually kind of gave up on the movie because I don't know, should I not have?
I love Jeremy Jordan so much, more than words can say, more than words can witness or your thoughts can guess.
She's smiling really big, radio world.
And I think he has a fantastic voice, and so does Anna Kendrick, for that matter. I also adore Anna Kendrick.
She does.
But yeah, I think they do a good job of translating a stage show to a movie. Okay.
I'll give it another shot.
I'm there for the actors and their voices. But I actually did see this at Cranert because they did it a while back, like a while ago.
It sounds like a really perfect show for the station space.
It is. It's very small. And actually, we will be double casting the roles. So it's like I want to have two sets of Jamie and Kathy's, partially because it is partially because we do want to give more people and a couple more people an opportunity to be a part of the production, but also because Jason Robert Brown does not mess around, and it's very difficult music vocally, so I want to make sure that our actors are not straining or injuring their voices.
Well, that's really exciting to hear for the, not for me, because probably 50-year-old guys aren't going to work in the role, and neither is probably my vocal range or anything else. But man, I would love to be in the show. So this is great that four people are going to have the chance instead of two.
Yep.
And man, I have some ideas. Some good ideas.
It's Chelsea, I'm so excited for your show.
Thank you. I am too.
So this is a really cool lineup. I think we should treat this as a teaser show, because I'm going to have all these directors back as the shows get closer. I just thought that here we are at the beginning of summer. Most of the theater is kind of closed off. Spring season is over. We have the one last musical at Central this weekend. And then we kick in, there are 8 shows in Champaign-Urbana this summer. I've got a special tab on seeyouattheshow.com if you want to check that out and make sure that they are all on your calendar. But these 3 at the station are going to be special. Thank you all for coming in and telling me a little bit about them, getting people excited, hopefully.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Eric.
Sure. And we're going
to... Thank you.
You're welcome. And we're going to play out with a song, Moving Too Fast.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any sort of 15-second intro to that about what we're hearing?
Yeah, this is Jamie, who is the male half of the relationship. And this is early on in the relationship for him. So he's feeling pretty good about where things are in his life.
High on life.
High on life, yes.
Awesome. And one last reminder to go to the See You at the Show Facebook page for information on how you can... donate to Elijah Booker and the cause that we're trying to support as a theater community in this town. Station tickets, I will get them to you if you donate with 25 hours, minimum donations of $25, and I will get you a ticket to one of these great summer station shows. Thank you. Here we go. Moving Too Fast, the last 5 years.
Did I just hear an alarm start ringing? Did I see sirens go flying past? Though I don't know what tomorrow's bringing, I got a singular impression things are moving too fast. I'm gliding smooth as a figure skater. I'm riding hot as a rocket blast. I just expected it 10 years later. I got a singular impression things are moving too fast. And you say, oh no, step on the brakes, do whatever it takes, but stop this train. Slow, slow, the light's turning red. But I say, no, no, whatever I do,
through, I've been along through, and I don't complain no matter what I try. I'm flying full speed ahead. I'm never worried to walk the wire. I won't do anything just half-assed.